Joe and Alex show on Radio Now 100.9. You can be part of the show, 317-239-1009. Did you see, Alex? I think you like these. At least I've seen you eat them before. One of the greatest childhood snacks of all time is finally free.
The fact that people wasted their time on something so unbelievably stupid is just mind-numbing to me.
So you did see.
I did see.
Animal crackers. They're free! Run, little crackers!
Hooray, I was losing so much sleep.
Run! That's right. PETA, who always does important work.
Oh, the most important.
They petitioned, did a bunch of stuff, and now the animal crackers, there's a new redesigned box where, kind of like a circus, they were all in cages because you don't want animals running around loose coming at you.
Imagine being so outraged over this amongst all of the other things that you should be outraged for in this world.
So they have finally been free. Now, do you like animal crackers, right?
I love them.
They're like one of your go-to all times. All right.
Yeah.
Now let's go around the room. I want to know, what are your like all-time favorite snacks? You can have more than one, but try to keep it under 100.
Cheez-Its, Cheese Nips, Chips Ahoy, pretzel rods. I am the queen. Here's what I do. I suck on pretzel rods.
You're gross. Oh. I've seen this. This is disgusting.
The big ones, like the Rolled Gold or the Snyder's pretzel rods that are real thick. And I put it in my mouth and I suck the skin off of it till what I call is the bone is the only thing showing.
You make it look like
I'm literally
in prison. It would be a shank. It would be a pretzel shank. That's what Alex makes out of her little pretzel rods.
You
which
suck
are disgusting.
Off the salty outside part, and then all that's left is a smooth bone center of the pretzel, and it is so epic. Sometimes I suck it so hard that it's so dry. I like don't even eat it. I just throw it away after
Ew.
I suck off the
Gosh.
Skin.
You need to get married already, because honestly, you have a lot of desires that need to be satisfied right there.
Yeah, clearly.
Is that my sexual frustration coming out?
Oh my God, yes.
Probably.
I've done it since I was little, before I even knew what anything was. I love pretzels so much.
I play with like my food like that, kind of.
Wait, you do that to your food?
I like don't do it as intense as Alex does, but I do have a method of how I eat my pretzel rods. I bite off probably like a quarter of it or less than that, and then I break that up in two in my mouth, and then I like eat one half of it. And then with the other half, I kind of scrape it, and that's how I eat it.
I don't like your hand moving like that.
Yeah, well, imagine what your thing's doing. Stop it. Stop. Stop.
Why do you look like a puppet?
Because, like, I
don't know. She looks like freaking Elmo.
I scrape the pretzel rod with my teeth like that.
Okay. Like, strange.
Hold on. Because people are listening and wondering what the hell you're talking about. What exactly do you do? Show everybody on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram story right now.
I scrape the pretzel rod, I get my teeth like this, like, but in my mouth.
Okay. That'll be up Joe and Alex Show on our Instagram story.
I have a weird thing with skin because for some reason I also
just
eat.
Don't call it skin.
It's not skin.
No, listen.
Alex, it's
I am
pretzel.
About to tell you. Listen, I'm telling you about the skin.
All right, and hold on. 317-239-1009. Best, like, all-time snack. And maybe what you do with it, too, your little weird habit. What is it?
When it comes to skin on chicken nuggets.
I eat
all the skin except like on a McDonald's chicken nugget, and then the only thing that's left is just the inside meat.
I wonder what happened to you as a child. I do, because you have so many food hang-ups, but you do some of the grossest, most just, there's a reason you do it. I don't have the answer, but it's so messed
up. Someone else likes to eat the skin first too.
No, here's the thing. Alex acts so pretentious and grossed out by everything, and then she does these nasty, nasty, nasty food habits.
Yeah. I guess what we're learning this morning, I'm just a gross person. That's what we've learned. You could just call me a garbage pail kid.
Oh my
garbage
God.
Pail.
I live in the dumpster. I have flies surrounding my head.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Good morning. My name is Carolyn.
Carolyn, you got a weird food habit like these two weirdos I work with?
I do.
What is your weird food habit?
So I really love pickles. And I either eat the skin, like she's calling it skin, and I do too.
Stop it! It's not skin, Carol.
Around the pickle first, and like save the middle. Or sometimes I'll like bite off the tip of the pickle, and
just
like
the
eat
tip.
The soft middle part out. if that makes sense.
I've never heard of that, Hannibal Lecter.
Wait, I actually eat my pickles very strangely as well. And so if it's a spear, that's my favorite, the spear, I first put the entire spear in my mouth and suck off all the juice.
Stop it. I don't want to hear any of this.
And then I
oh, my God, I do that too.
Yeah, and then I scrape out the seed part, like the seeds from the top all the way to the bottom. I scrape out the seeds
and
first
then I harvest
and eat
the heart.
That. And then I nibble on the rest of it, kind of like corn on the cob, like...
Okay, I don't need no sound effects.
I want to clarify. You both have boyfriends? How in the hell is this possible?
I have a fiance. I'm engaged.
Ooh, wow. Good for you, girlfriend.
Does he know about your weird problem?
He does.
Yeah,
he
run.
Loves me for all my weirdness.
Yeah, run, buddy, run. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Josh.
Hey, you got a weird eating habit, bud?
Yeah, when I was a kid, you was talking about she eats the skin off the nuggets. When I was a kid, I used to make my parents peel the skin off a hot dog before I ate them.
Ew!
Oh my God!
My name's Josh. I'm from Indiana.
I like my wieners peeled.
Peel my wieners first before they go into my mouth hole, please.
I don't think it's quite as bad as eating the skin off of stuff and leaving the body there.
Yours is creepier.
Hey, to each their own, Josh. Do you still peel the wiener back or what?
No, I go full-blown these days, bud.
I'm proud of you, man. Way to take the whole thing right there. That's awesome.
Wow.
Well, you learn something new about yourself every morning, don't you?
Indiana, home of people who eat the skin!